The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has proposed a $71,000 fine for an outside contractor that it says failed to protect healthcare workers at Rikers Island from inmate violence. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports.
OSHA is citing Corizon Health, the company that provides medical, dental, and psychiatric professionals to the city jails, for two violations of federal workplace safety laws. According to OSHA, there were 8 violent incidents at Rikers Island involving Corizon employees in 2011. That went up to 39 last year. Incidents continued this year. OSHA says an inmate knocked out an employee, and inmates circulated a so-called hit list of staff targeted for assault. OSHA's Richard Mendelson says it's Corizon's responsibility to protect their workers, even though it's a city-run jail.
Workers have a right to go to work every day without getting injured or killed or threatened on the job.
The OSHA report is just the latest evidence of a crisis at Rikers Island. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
A Corizon spokeswoman said in a statement the company is disappointed and plans to contest the citation. The city says it's making changes to the physical plant and improving staff training.